to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Kimberly Burton.
Allison Bonanno.
Joseph Crapo.
Deborah Earl.
Matt Schreiber.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion action will be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council majority board. Approval of the minutes for February 11, 2025.
Make a motion
to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Approval of the agenda for March 11, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I move to approve the agenda for
March 8.
Aye.
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 Informational items, announcements of upcoming county or community meetings and events. Oh, we have one.
I know. Do you need to step up to the podium or
sure.
I'm here? Oh my goodness. Okay.
Just to make sure everybody hears you.
I know I'm loud enough though. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison here on behalf of Commissioner Becker. The couple things I would like to note today. One, we have a Fixit app. Just in case you are not aware, on our website, and you can download it onto your phone very easily. I did it in like 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you have anything that is code violations or anything that you see that you are not too excited about or think that that has some issue, you can snap a picture and send it right into the code violations and code enforcement. Thank you. And you will actually get a ticket back with a number, and it'll keep you updated on what you can do. So it's a great way for you to go ahead and be able to help out in your community. Second, in addition to this board, there's another board for Lower Kyle Canyon. There is a vacancy on that board. If anybody knows anyone who would be interested in filling that vacancy, we can go ahead and get you an application. And you can apply. The deadline to apply is April 1st, no joke.
Oh, geez.
And then an exciting thing, we are gonna have our first event with April Becker. It is actually gonna be right here at Mountain Crest on Saturday, March 29th.
Okay.
We're having a microchipping event in the morning from
for pets.
10. Yes, for pets.
Wonderful.
Yeah, not people, for pets. We're gonna have a microchipping event for pets from 10 to noon. It's actually gonna take place right in this room. And immediately following a little break, there's gonna be a spring festival with bounce houses and food and games and an egg hunt from 1 to 3. So grab the family and come on out. And last but not least, I know it's so exciting, I started a Facebook page just for this. So for if there's things that you would like to communicate or if there's any groups that you recommend I be a part of the community, mm-hmm. that just to kind of keep me informed of things that go on besides what goes on here at the board, mm-hmm. I ask you to include me or let me know what they are and I can ask to join. And then the same, if there's any information that you need.
Yes. Would you be opposed if we see things on certain social media groups, like there's the Northwest Preserve, there's different ones, mm-hmm. if we tagged you in that so that you can be a part of the discussions in there? Okay, just in case you don't happen to see it or...
There we go.
Okay.
Perfect. What I'll do is I will send out my little link for that page since it's separate from my personal page,
mm-hmm.
so that you can find the right one.
Great.
Okay. Any questions?
I'd like to add, because I believe that this is correct, but correct me if I'm wrong, on Saturday, May 10th, we're having the Great Northwest Country Fest.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
We're just talking about that before I left the office, working on a flyer. So we do that in conjunction with Commissioner Kilpatrick. And that will be taking place, yes, on Saturday, May 10th. And that's going to be at the Lone Mountain Equestrian Park. And so it looks like it's going to be quite an exciting event.
It was fantastic last year.
Yes, so thank you for noting that.
I was actually thinking about entering my dressage horse into the barrel race for some laughs.
That would be funny.
That would be quite funny.
That would be.
Yes. I have to say that one time I took my jumping horse to a Gymkhana on the east side of town. I got 10th place in Keyhole. I was very proud of that.
That's pretty funny.
There you go. Any questions?
What was the date again on the event here with April Becker?
That one is going to be on Saturday, March 29th. So we're talking in just a couple of weeks.
Great.
And then we should have flyers up. I'm going to be back here on Monday, so we'll be posting up some flyers, and I can post that on my Facebook page.
Are you working with any rescues?
We are going to have SPCA with us, and also the Animal Foundation. So they're going to be the
development standards.
Good evening, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This application is a request to reduce setbacks for a previously approved subdivision. I'm going to place this here as I work through. I guess this will be better. Is that right?
That's either way. So.
Will this work?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so this is north. We have Lone Mountain down here. So the subject site is 3.6 acres, and it's located on the southwest corner of Rosado Way to the north and then Kevin Way to the east. Just to give you a little history on the site, in February 2022, it was subdivided into six lots for a single family residential subdivision, with the six lots facing south, or fronting south, and the other five lots are accessed from that drive from Kevin Way. Since then, it was approved under the previous code, and as we all know, in January of 2024, the new code went into effect, and there was a change in how you measure the front setbacks. So based on that, the client has relied on the previous approvals, which again were approved under the old code, and in designing the homes, it was based on that previous code. So we're coming in and requesting to reduce the setback from what is required, 40 feet to 20 feet. And as you guys have seen on the board, this is a common request just based on the new measurement standards. And throughout the area, there's existing homes with a similar setback from back of curb to the front of the house of 20 feet. So with that, these homes will still have your standard 20-foot driveway and such. So there won't be any shortened driveways or parking issues as a result of the reduced setback, and it'll apply to a portion of the home. So based on that, we understand staff's concerns. I know this is a home zone request, and it's been brought to the attention of the Board of County Commissioners, and they are looking to review it moving forward. But just to keep it short and sweet, I will end my presentation with that, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Do you have a map with the plots?
So these are the lots. Lot 6 isn't shown, but
can you pull that?
Oh, sorry. Lot 6 isn't shown, but it the setback reduction doesn't apply to that lot. But again, this is the north, this is south here, and then we would have access from the east on Kevin Way there.
Okay, so the 6th plot, you're continuing with the 40-foot setback?
Yes, on Lot 6.
Okay.
That'll be met.
Okay.
I will say that I did drive around that area quite a bit today and noticed that when it comes off one of the major streets at the front lawn, if the home faces the major street, there is that setback, But once they seem to go into these little cul-de-sacs or these little areas, mm-hmm. because I noticed that you said many of them have shorter setbacks.
Right.
It seems like the setbacks do are shortened mm-hmm. when, once you pull into those to those smaller areas. And I don't know if that's something that in the past that this board is more likely to do, is to shorten the setbacks when you go into a cul-de-sac or into a smaller area.
I think it just depends, like there are some neighbors here, you know, what the effects may be to the surrounding areas, but it's certainly different than if it were on a frontage road.
Yes, and is there gonna be a wall around? Are there any walls that go around, like on Rosada, or it seems like there's gonna be, when you look at lots like 2 and 3, is there gonna be a wall going along, I think it's Rosada? Because it looks like you come in off of Kevin, and when I drove it, there's only, you can only go on, you have to go through La Madre and to get in, even in to see the lots. And then I assume that that's gonna go all the way out, or excuse me, the other way around, but is there gonna be a wall along Rosada?
Yes, so there will be a perimeter wall as well as landscaping, as you can see. So along Rosada, there will be a wall and landscaping, as well as along Kevin Way, there will be your wall and landscaping as well. And it's my assumption there will be perimeter walls separating them from the adjacent parcels as well. Yeah.
It looks like a really nice development.
Is the landscaping on the outside of the walls?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just to answer your question about the shortened setbacks on the cul-de-sacs and stuff that you see, it's my understanding that in the previous code, with the private streets, you could measure to the center line. So
right.
That's where you got that extra 20
right.
feet and why it appears to be shortened now. But.
Because I literally ran around the corner and saw another cul-de-sac development where there's no way the setbacks were 40.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
At least, maybe from the center of the street, but not.
Yeah. Because that's the way they used to do it, is measure it from the center of the road back.
Which adds about 19 feet.
Right, but they don't do it like that anymore, and that's why. So this was originally approved, I think, under that code, and now since the code changed.
Which was the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, we did prepare a map just to kind of highlight in green some of the existing homes with similar 20-foot setbacks from back of curb to the front of the house. So it is pretty common in the area and throughout the RMP, especially when you get in those 4-lot cul-de-sacs. So.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you had, that's a question I was gonna ask, so this is very helpful to see where you have allowed like the smaller setbacks.
Sorry, my orientation is
kind of. I'm trying to get your cul-de-sac in, which is right. I mean, literally, I would go in and I'd say, well, these are not. Especially, like I said, when you go off a main road mm-hmm. into a private street, the setbacks get quite a bit smaller, which makes sense for safety concerns
sure.
when you're coming off a main road. So.
I mean, I don't think so. I feel like because this was already approved previously, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be like anything new that comes down the pike is probably going to have to really be stringent to adhere to the code. But for some of these guys that are stuck in the jumble of what was already previously approved and moving into the new code a few months later,
yeah.
you know, that's kind of not fair to them. And I don't see a way, like, you can't change the orientation of the lots the way they have it set up. There's no side street behind them to do outside, you know, entrances, and you just have Kevin and La Madre, right, on the top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think you can enter and exit onto those street, well, maybe, but you still have to have the T in the middle for those middle lots, because
mm-hmm.
you can't get to them any other way.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice under fire prevention, they said provide a fire apparatus access road, so is that, I assume you wouldn't have gotten approved had you not. That under Fire Prevention Bureau, they said provide a fire apparatus access road in accordance with Section 503, and applicant to show fire hydrant locations on site. I assume that that's all met with this development?
Correct. All this complies with the fire standards, and to your point, had not gotten approved, but the width of the street, the internal streets would allow adequate access for a fire engine to get through there in service.
Should I open it up to the public?
So.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and open it up to the public. Anybody who'd like to speak, ask questions on this agenda meeting or agenda item, please come forward, state your name, spell your last name, address. Would anyone like to speak on this? Okay, I'm going to close it, bring it back to the board. I personally don't have a problem with it, not only because it was approved previously to the new standards as of 2024, but also if you, I'd rather the houses push up in the front, have a bigger backyard, because that's where you're going to be spending your time, right? And it would have less effect on the surrounding neighbors,
mm-hmm,
to have a bigger backyard, so they wouldn't be as imposing to the neighbors next door with sound activity, etc. So I don't have any problems with it.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I think it's appropriate. It's appropriate. It matches other existing stuff in the area too. So.
Alrighty. Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve WS 250119 Adams 1979 Trust and Adams Jeffrey K. Donna K. Co. Trust waiver for standard development as is.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Enjoy your show tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. General business. Oh, let's go on to comments by the general public. It's a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board and or council by majority vote. Anyone like to speak?
No.
I actually have something to say. Maybe the public would like to. At least where I am, and I know this isn't, it's a necessary evil. We need more cell phone coverage. I personally, at my house, I will drop 6-7 calls a day, and I can't be the only one. And I know the influx of folks coming in and fewer homes having house phones. So we have more cell phone necessity and less coverage. So, and I know that a lot of times it ends up on private land and they get paid their rental from the cell phone service, but I don't know if that's something the county would be looking into if we're in a position that we need more coverage. So, because I hear it from lots of people. So, just putting that out there.
You hear it from more people if your cell phone works?
You never, listen. Come out of this technology, you want to, like, sometimes you want to take the computer and hit it a couple of times, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Cell phones were so reliant on it. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there.
Ironically, I sat in on a meeting yesterday that talked about how we're going to be, how the whole county and everything is working with broadband.
Yes.
And that there are more companies coming in, but it's a fiber. It's the cable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I think they tried to put some 5G towers in the RNG a few years ago, and there's a lot of backlash.
I'm thinking.
You can't have it both
it's
ways.
Hard. It's true. It's true.
You gotta build the towers if you want the cell.
It's true. Do you put them like on the side of the 215 where you have the easements? Do you put it in a county park? Do you propose it to people who have private residences?
I like the ones that look like the old school water towers.
Me too. Like the one on Jones?
Yeah.
I do. I like that one. So, just put it out there.
Michelle, can you get that? Can you get that taken care of for us?
I told her.
They gotta look like 1800s water towers.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like Melissa wants a water tower on her property.
Alrighty. Anything else? All right, next meeting date, March 25th, 2025. And we will adjourn.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.